Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I'm ready for the celebrity birthday quiz. Hit me up, girl.
Okay, there's three of them. This 30-year-old actor got his start in the High School Musical show on Disney, and he used to date Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay. Yeah.
Recently, he was in the Baywatch movie.
His abs were the only reason to watch that.
I know, right?
Well, maybe not the only reason. The Rock isn't so bad either.
Right.
because that is Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. He's 30. Let's do this 57-year-old actor. He is known as the Muscles from Brussels.
Yes, he is. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right.
What's he doing these days? Do you know?
He's looking like one of those weird European dudes with way too close-cropped hair and those weird sunglasses that they like to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Remember kind of George Michael was rocking the same look, for the last few years?
Is he still all muscled out?
Yeah. He still looks really good. He just looks kind of creepy.
Does he?
Like, you'd cross the street, to avoid him if you were walking, down the sidewalk and he was coming at you.
Okay.
He just looks a little weird. And then you finally share your birthday with this 79-year-old actress who's best known for her role as Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that's Dawn Wells.
Yeah.
She and Tina Louise, who played Ginger, are the only surviving members of the cast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Everybody else has passed on.
Hmm.
Did you know? Check this out. Did you know, as iconic as that TV show is, Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
It only ran for 3 seasons.
What?
There were only a total of 98 episodes.
Really? Oh, yeah. My God. I would have thought that there were 730.
You would think,
with as
right?
many reruns and for as long as it's been rerun.
Yeah. And it's become this iconic television
show.
Yeah. Even though it didn't run as long as you would think that it ran.
Wow.
And a lot of it is because of syndication. Kiss FM. Zeke Elliott got another reprieve yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He got a temporary reprieve from his suspension, and that means that he will be able to suit up this Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers, and there's a possibility that he will probably be able to suit up the following week as well.
Wow.
Because...
I was going to say, what happened?
The presiding judge is on vacation for 2 weeks.
The presiding judge is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, he's on vacation for 2 weeks. And the other judge acquiesced to him. And the other judge was like, yeah, this other guy, the original one, he's way more familiar with everything than I am. So I say we just wait until he gets back.
I'm thinking that we've got two closet Dallas Cowboys fans, is what it sounds like to
me. Right. I wonder whose jersey they have under that black robe. So that may or may not be good news for Dallas Cowboys fans. I mean that because, the last couple of games.
Right, exactly.
Well, even with Zeke in the lineup, they haven't won.
Yeah.
They start off super strong, and then the second half is a totally different story.
How does that even happen?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because,
I guess they get out-coached and outplayed the second half with the adjustments that get made at halftime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because,
so.
I mean, it just seems to me like, we'll be at a UTEP game or something, and it's like, they go into the locker room for halftime, and then they come back out, and it's like, what, did you guys take too long a nap?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sometimes you just get out-coached.
Yeah.
The other team just makes the adjustments that they need to make way better than you do.
Hmm.
Or in the case of the Miners, refer back to it's the Miners. It's the only possible answer I can come up with. There's a way to lose, they'll find it.
They will, unfortunately.
In the last couple of weeks, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys have been the same way.
Yeah.
So he gets a reprieve this Sunday. He will play against the 49ers, and like I said, possibly again the following week. Then the judge will be back, and then we'll see what happens after that. The problem is, though, the longer this goes on, let's say the NFL wins, then he has to start serving the 6-game suspension.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And then we're like halfway through the season, and he's gone for the rest of
the
season.
For the rest of the season.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, it's definitely between a rock and a hard place.
Absolutely. Kiss FM. Hey, guess what today is? Guess what today is?
What? Hump day?
No, don't be the camel. It's World Menopause Day.
Oh, hooray.
Yay.
Golly.
And a show of hands, who can relate to being World Menopause Day today? Who can relate?
Hello.
Hey.
No.
Yeah, no.
His mom.
Only if he still lived with his mom, I was
That's
about to
right.
say. Yeah.
No more basement for me.
Yeah, but I would think she'd be way past that, though, wouldn't she?
No,
isn't that how it works?
Just a kid.
How does it work? It's pre
reprieve?
Meno and then peri, or...
I don't
or
know what peri means.
How does it mean? How does this menopause thing work?
Who has a dictionary? Like, all these terms. This is a big,
how does
big
that
word.
Work?
There was something on the interwebs that we could look up.
Yeah. And
if only there was a computer right in front of us. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wait a second. I have this huge thing called the internet.
The interwebs. Which supposedly Al Gore came up with.
Yes, he did.
Al Gore came up with
to
the interwebs.
To save the world.
To save the world with his cape.
Let's see here. Today is supposed to be the day that you raise awareness of midlife women's health.
Here's how you know that menopause is actually a thing. Because it will be 12 degrees somewhere and some poor woman is in that restaurant fanning herself furiously and sweating all of her makeup off.
Yeah.
And you look at me when I do that and you run the risk of drawing back a bloody stump.
I know.
So you stay out of my face when I'm telling them to turn up the air conditioner.
I see Trisha a lot of times because, like, right now she's wearing her Clint Eastwood poncho.
Yeah.
I was
like, right? is that Clint Eastwood? Right? Oh, no, it's Trish.
Doesn't she look like she's in a Clint Eastwood movie?
She's about to get her six gun shooter.
I see her in that, and I always in my head hear,
right?
So I see her, and she's wearing it, and then like 20 minutes later, bam, she's throwing it off.
I'll be like, woo!
And then 10 minutes later,
what is going on here?
Where's my poncho? She has it back on. I mean, it just goes back and forth. I saw a meme earlier today, and it read something to the effect of menopause. When you feel hot and not in the sexy pole dancer kind of way.
It's totally true. It's totally true. When menopause, when you look in the mirror and you go, who is that old woman staring back at me? What happened here? Yeah, no, it's not pleasant.
I saw another one that read, I don't have hot flashes. I have short private vacations in the tropics. Is that true, Trisha?
It's so true. And it's so uncomfortable. It's because you know what it is? It's like, you know, I'll fan myself. The only good the fanning part does is it actually kind of dries up the sweat that is rolling down your face. But you're hot from the inside. So, I mean, I don't care what you do. You could be in a standing freezer.
Yeah.
And you would still be sweating your brains out.
Oh, then you'll be able to relate to this one. Menopause. It's like being a testy human volcano with PMS. Only sweat pours out instead of hot lava, but people still run from you in fear.
It's true.
That's like really specific.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Yeah. And man, I mean, and you know, and you get so angry because you're like, everybody in this place knows I'm having a hot flash. I can't believe this.
Yeah,
this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, you know what? Whatever.
Nobody cares.
I don't even care that you know, so whatever.
My wife will be like, she'll be like, everybody in this place sucks.
I know, it's true.
Eat a Snickers, man. Jeez.
It's true. No, not even a Snickers will do it.
No,
two Snickers.
Snickers won't
help.
You
need a bottle
and
a half of wine.
That's only when you're hungry. PMS, you're not you, period.
But
what you did there, but
am I right?
Swing and a miss.
Right.
Hey-o.
Hey, and it's not just an old lady problem.
No, it's not, because you can, I have a couple of friends who actually were in very early menopause right at 30 years old. I mean, it can happen anytime.
Yeah.
It can happen anytime.
Right.
But you know, the only thing that makes me feel better about menopause is that you guys have to turn and cough.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't even care. So it's like, that's okay. I'll put up with a few hot flashes.
Sure.
You have to turn and cough.
But at least we don't have to get up in stirrups.
True that.
I would rather turn around and cough.
True that.
You know? I would rather.
Is this like because of the poncho? Like, what do you?
No.
Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah, no.
Lord.
Alan, we're going to draw you some pictures.
No, we're not. There's no pictures.
No.
Diagram. Exhibit A.
No, this is not health class.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Well, happy World Menopause Day.
Yeah, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy that I'm a man, baby.
Right. Kiss FM.
Here's a couple of things trending locally on Mike and Trisha Mornings. First of all, you know that Mexican-American Cultural Center Institute thingy?
I keep hearing. Every time you say Mexican-American, I always hear
you
Cheech and
Chong. You think of Cheech and Chong, don't you? Yeah, same here.
I have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Same here, yeah.
Yes, the Mexican-American Cultural Center, yeah. Which, by the way, we did not vote on. We voted on a cultural center.
Right, I remember.
For $5 million.
I remember.
And all of a sudden it morphed into a $35 million Mexican-American Cultural Center, but I digress.
And now it's back to $5 million.
And now it's back to $5 million.
Yeah, briefly, synopsis, what happened?
The group who wanted it to be a $35 million center,
mm-hmm.
said that they would raise $20 million. They've raised about, maybe $20,000 in the past 2 years, and past year and a half. And so the city said, yeah, you guys don't have a board. You guys don't have any kind of structure set up. So we're not going to be in a formal partnership with you. So good luck with that fundraising thing.
Yeah. So the city's not going to kick in $10 million.
No,
it's not going to be a $35 million center.
No.
It's not going to be retrofitted to the Abraham Chavez Theater.
Well, if it is, it's going to have to be for $5 million, and that's not happening because there's $5 million in air conditioning situation that needs to go on over there.
So it'll just be like a corner of the Abraham Chavez Theater.
Much. Unless they find another place downtown, like a smaller place downtown.
Well,
hey,
that's what they said they were going to do. That's what they said. Yeah, right?
You know,
once the group saves it, it can be one of the homes that is saved.
It's $5 million. You guys have $5 million. Figure it out.
So now, it's still going to happen. It's just not going to be a $35 million center. It's back to the original $5.7 million that we voted on.
Right, and we have no idea when this is going to start because they have nothing.
They have to start back to back to square one and find a location. So that's the latest on that. The other thing trending locally this morning is word that all that trolley construction downtown is ahead of schedule.
Yes.
How about that?
I know.
Huh?
How cool.
All of the infrastructure that that needs to be done that's causing all of these traffic headaches is ahead of schedule by a few months, I believe.
Yes.
I read, right?
Yes, they're doing very well.
So that's good news for all of you that have to work downtown or get to and from downtown. The construction headed, fingers crossed, that we're not going to have like a really horrible winter.
Right.
And then, suddenly we're behind schedule.
Yeah.
And then all of those things can get out of the way and we can get to losing money on this trolley project.
Oh, for God's sake.
Construction ahead of schedule.
I know. That's what I said. Fingers crossed that we didn't just jinx it by talking about it.
You totally did. You in your darkness, Michael.
And so that we can finish this thing up and, the millions of tourists that come in every year can start riding that trolley.
Yes, they
will. And it'll start making money just like the baseball stadium is.
Just like that.
There's a lot of sarcasm there in case you didn't catch any of that. Kiss
FM. And Mather from the Smashing Pumpkins said that he once encountered a shapeshifter. He said, let's just say I was with somebody once and I saw a transformation I can't explain. The interviewer said the person transformed into something other than human. And Corgan said, yes, I saw it. And by the way, I was totally sober.
Wow.
Yeah, I was about to say it's Billy Corgan, so I can't really trust his word. But he's sober, though.
He was sober. Yeah,
Those aren't your father's aliens either, man. These beefy, blonde,
big-bodied
aliens, man.
Sounds like Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
What? What kind of aliens are you?
Whoa. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I mean, usually you see the little grays and
men. Yeah, with the big eyes.
You don't hear about,
big-bodied
blonde aliens hardly ever,
You don't.
And usually they take the men.
Yeah.
Not the women.
Wow,
I'm just saying.
Come on, I know, I heard you. And to that I say, come on. Kiss FM. Two ways. One, with listener-submitted ghost photos. If you have one, send it to me, mike@ksii.com, or you can Facebook message me the photo as well.
Right.
If you go to the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, you can see a recent one that was submitted.
Yeah, it's a really interesting-looking one because half of the girl is missing.
Yeah.
And the other, you can see her legs.
Yeah, we'll discuss it at length a little later. The other way that we're getting ready for Hollow Week is getting the home in order that we're going to ghost hunt. And Alan is here from Research in Paranormal Science El Paso. And it's going to be this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. We decided on Saturday.
And so you got the band all back together again, right?
not quite, but I guess we'll figure things out.
Enough of the members to be able to ghost hunt the home properly.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I know that,
Yeah, we're basically like at the beginning of Ghostbusters 2, where like everybody's like doing their own thing. It's like somebody has a library and somebody's doing whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and then you sometimes finally got a job. And
Oh, that. Yeah.
He's not living in his mom's basement.
Okay, good. good. So as long as you get enough of the band back together to properly ghost
hunt. Yeah, for sure.
So, that's going to happen this weekend. But first, though, a consensus has to be arrived on a specific home
right.
that we need to ghost hunt. So there are a couple that piqued everyone's interest. And one of them we're going to speak to right now. Mm-hmm. It's Annie Nonymous. She doesn't care if we use her real voice, right? Just not
right.
her real name?
Just not her name.
Get it. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Look at this one with
all
the jokes.
Years,
look at this guy. Are you
all
kidding?
These years, we've been using Anonymous, and it barely clicked. Huh?
What year are we in?
Yeah.
2012, right?
Okay.
Yikes.
Hi, Annie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Is it a good morning this morning, Annie?
Well, yes, sort of.
Okay. All right. At your house? Because, I mean, you know, the stuff that you sent us about what's going on there at your residence is pretty creepy stuff.
I agree.
Tell us, because you've got, one of the things that kind of stuck out to me was the shadows. And it's not just like, you know, some shadow. I mean, you like describe them. So what are you seeing?
Yeah, so my husband is the one who saw this guy. Nobody was home, so he got home from work. And when he was closing the front door, he happened to look at the couch in the formal living room, and something caught his eye. So he turned to look again, and he said it was a Hispanic guy, maybe 30s or 40 years old, like with short brown hair. And he was sitting on the couch with his arm across the couch and with his legs crossed. And then when he looked again, it was gone. And then so both he and I have seen shadows in the past, and then recently we had two cats, but my family was really allergic to them, so we had to find other homes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we got rid of the cats, we started seeing, like, short shadows, and we hadn't told each other about what we were seeing, and then one time I mentioned it to him, and he said, yeah, I've been seeing them, too, ever since the cats left, and it almost seems like you saw a cat pass by, and then for a second, you're like, oh, it was a cat, but then you're like, wait a minute, we don't have cats anymore.
Oh, creepy. Oh.
And then one time, when after the cats left, I was fixing breakfast for my daughter, and I thought I saw her run by out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, oh, she's going to come around and try to scare me. So I went around the other way to try to scare her, you know, and I jumped into the hallway, and I said, what are you doing, silly girl? And she wasn't there, and then she called me from her bedroom because she heard me say that. And she sounded kind of scared, and she's like, Mommy, who are you talking to? And so I walked to her bedroom, and I told her, I was talking to you, silly girl. And she kind of looked at me like, no, you weren't.
Oh, wow.
She was never there.
Yeah,
she was never there. She was in her bedroom.
Oh, yikes.
And how do you know the shadow that you described as a Hispanic man? Like, what makes you think it's a Hispanic man?
Well, my husband is the one who saw it, and so he said, you know, I saw him clear as day, like a human being was sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and he looked Hispanic with, you know, Hispanic features, darker skin, mm-hmm. short brown hair.
Mm.
Oh, and neither one of you guys have anybody like that fits that description in your family?
Not quite what he described, no.
Oh, wow.
And how long have you lived at this residence?
2005.
Okay.
Wow, so for 12 years you guys have been putting up with this?
Yeah, and my family's like, what are you thinking? Why haven't you moved? I'm like, well, I mean, it's never done anything bad. I mean, it's locked us out twice with a deadbolt, but that's about as bad as it got.
With a deadbolt, even.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Alan, let me ask you, can ghostesses, spirits do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. The thing is, like, I basically, like reiterated before, like, ghosts are energy, and, like, they can use that energy in all sorts of ways.
To even deadbolt a door?
Yeah, I mean, the name is ironic because it's dead. All right, I'm done.
Oh, you're deadbolt. I get
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's happened before. They've moved, like, sometimes, like, they move things and you're just like, but didn't I just put that there? Like, why is
wow.
it over here type thing?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Do things move around the house, Annie?
You know what? A few days ago, we had gone to Bahama Bucks and they give you the little umbrellas. And so we had three of them sitting on the counter, and I was cooking, and my family is busy doing other things, nowhere near the umbrellas. And when I was cooking, I heard one of them, like, dragging across the counter, and it fell. And I was doing something on the stove, so I didn't look right away, so I didn't actually see it move and fall. Mm-hmm. But when I went to go look to see what happened, it was the little umbrella. It was on the floor, and it was near the other one, so, I mean,
wow.
I can't explain. It might have been a wind or something,
yeah,
but, yeah. I mean, I clearly heard it going across the counter and falling because you could hear the paper
only,
on the counter.
But only one of just them one. Moved? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, only one of them.
Are you sure it wasn't because you had three umbrella drinks?
I know, right?
Right? It could have been.
We have
living in this house, I need to have three
of them. You know what I mean? Woo! I mean, you know, we have to think of all the possibilities that something could be, you know.
Absolutely.
It could be like a real, quote-unquote, explanation for some of these characters.
Oh, for sure.
And what about pants?
Yes. So years ago when my dog was still alive, she and I were in my bedroom, and my husband and my daughter were in another room. And I was watching TV in my head. I mean, my bed is kind of tall. And so I heard something hit the floor kind of hard, and my dog got up and took off. She ran. And I thought, my daughter came in and, like, threw something because she was still little, and I thought, well, maybe I just didn't see her because the bed's kind of tall. So when I got up to look, it was a pair of pants. And I was like, where the heck did these pair of pants come from? So I went to the other bedroom, and I told my husband, did you just send, you know, our daughter over there to throw the pair of pants? And he's like, no, we've been in here the whole time. And I said, no, you're lying. You sent her over there. He said, I swear I did not send her over there. We've both been in here the whole time. So wow. I can't explain where the pair of pants came from.
Yeah. Wow.
So, do they belong to anybody? Like, I mean, it was just like they have bell bottoms. Like,
yeah.
No. Like, I mean,
out of nowhere,
they were not ghost pants, Alan.
Yeah, they weren't ghost pants.
Yeah.
I mean, they belonged here in this house. I just don't know where.
How they got there.
Yeah.
How they got there. Yeah.
I get the feeling that you guys are using the you know, haunting as a way to mess with each other. Are you guys messing with each other because of it?
No, we've actually joked around that my husband makes up all these things so that my family won't want to come and stay. Yeah. Over.
You know what? I wouldn't. You know what? Yeah, that sounds like a husband thing to do. Like, who's coming? No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What about the, you wrote about scratching, that you hear scratching?
Yes. So our bedroom wall is shared with the TV room wall. And so my husband works, you know, different shifts. And so he wasn't home one night. He was at work. And I was already laying in bed watching TV. And I heard, like, scratching on the other side, which is the TV room. And to me, I thought, well, maybe the remote was sitting on the couch and then it just kind of, like, fell over and scratched the wall on its way down.
Oh, sure.
So, right? Because I'm trying to explain it to myself.
I know, right?
By myself.
All the possibilities.
Right. So I went to the living room because I had to go see. I was like, I have to go see. If not, I'm not going to be able to sleep. So I go look, and, of course, the TV remote's not anywhere near there. And I scratched the wall just to see, like, if it was the same sound. I'm like, yep, that was the sound. Oh, and I said, well, okay, well, too bad, right? So when my husband's on a different shift, sometimes I won't see him for a few days because we'll miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally did see him, I told him, you know what? Earlier this week, I heard what sounded like scratching on the other side of the wall. And he said, you know what? I heard it this week, too, when I wasn't home and he was asleep.
Oh, wow. God. Okay. All right. Is there a specific particular time it happens, or it's at any point during the day?
It's at any point during the day, but you know what? Over the years, I've noticed that between, like, September and November, it always acts up more.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. The thin veil.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when is the most recent activity? When's the last time something happened?
Yesterday, last night.
Oh, boy.
My daughter.
They knew.
Yeah. So my daughter went to bed, and I put her to bed, and, you know, she came out crying, and I told her, what are you doing? Why aren't you in bed? And she said, Mommy, I heard whispering in my room. And so she wouldn't go back to her room, so she had to sleep in my room last night.
Oh, man.
Could she make out any of the whispering?
No. I don't like to press her too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing by just kind of dismissing it, but I don't really talk to her much about it.
Yeah, you don't want to know, right?
Can I ask you how old she is?
She's eight.
She's eight years old.
Okay.
Yeah, but she started telling us, you know, that she would see things and hear things, I guess, right around maybe 3 years old.
Dang.
Yeah. Little kids always see that stuff. Like, both of my kids, when they were little, they would tell me about stuff. And then, I guess, around, like, 10, 11, it stopped. Because I guess because they get to be a little bit more aware and, you know, and they can... it's like shuts that off.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Alan, any questions for Anonymous?
Actually, I was reading through the description of stuff. I was kind of the smell of cigarettes. I don't know if does anybody like smoke in the house or like was you know does it happen? How often does it happen? Or like has it happened like just like once? Or like what's the deal with that?
No, it's happened a couple of times when we first moved in. The first year that we moved in, the first Halloween, my husband used to smoke, but by this point he had already quit smoking. And so the first Halloween, you know, I had been giving out candy. He's on a different shift, so he was working late. And it was a really nice night out, so I only had the security door closed but the wooden door open, so, you know, I could hear people walking up and down the driveway. And nobody had come to get candy for like 30 minutes, and then I started smelling cigarette smoke, and I thought, oh, I wonder if he got home and I just didn't hear him. So then I went and stood by the door, and I could smell the smoke, but I couldn't see him, and it was quiet out. So I walk outside, and I start looking around, and I found the spot, and it was near the garage, but it was only like right there, like if somebody was standing right there smoking.
Yeah.
And when I was, because I was looking for a cigarette, but I thought, well, maybe one of the parents just dropped it when they brought their kid or something.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And then, yeah.
Okay.
So then I look at the, I heard a truck coming, and so I look at the stop sign, and then I see my husband. I'm like, oh, there he is. So when he got home, I asked him, hey, were you here? And then left, and he said, no, this is the first time I come home. I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. And I said, look, come and smell right here. And so he went and smelled it, and he's like, it smells like cigarette smoke. I'm like, yeah. I said, but this is the only place it smells, and there's nothing, you know, that could be.
Yeah, and usually, you know, it would blow away. I mean,
well,
it wouldn't
linger.
Yeah, unless somebody is still there smoking.
Yes.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yesterday my mother-in-law reminded me that in around that same spot one time, a few years ago, she was taking pictures of my family as they were leaving a birthday party that we had at our house. And with one of my nieces, she kept taking a picture, but her face kept coming out distorted. And she took several pictures, and so my mother-in-law, joking around, said, you know, talking to the ghost, and said, you know what, can you just let me take a picture for her, please? And then the picture was fine the next time she took it. So.
Oh, wow. So the ghost was standing in front.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole, like, phantom smells or whatever, it doesn't happen, like, very often. I remember one time we investigated the city hall before they tore it down. They did the whole Chihuahuas thing. But we were up in the mayor's office, and, you know, out of nowhere, it just came out of nowhere, and it was there for, like, you know, 5 seconds, and then it was gone. I mean, we have that, this was, you know, after we have that ordinance of, like, no smoking inside a building at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, like, where did it come from? You know what I mean? Like, and the thing is, like, it wasn't, like, cigarette smoke. It was, like, cigar smoke. And you can tell the difference between it.
Yeah, you can.
So that's why I was like, I've experienced that before. So, you know, I kind of wanted to get more information on that as well.
So it's not it's not common is what you're saying.
No, not at all.
That kind of stuff. Whole,
yeah.
That kind of haunting stuff.
Yeah, no. Okay. It's, you know, locking people outside the house and, like, you know, it's able to manifest itself with, like, you know, phantom smells. It's kind of prevalent, you know?
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, Annie, if you could give us a second, if you could hold on so that we can get a number that we can reach you at later.
I've got it.
You do?
Sure.
The one that's, and a time where we can reach her at later.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a second.
A better time. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Kiss FM. Ghost Hunt My Home for Halloween is one of the things that we're doing during Halloween Week. Alan from Research in Paranormal Science El Paso is going to ghost hunt the home. We need to find a home and all agree on a home that we're going to ghost hunt.
That's my alarm clock. That's all I got to say.
You wake up to this?
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's
funny.
I'm just kidding.
And then you suit up?
Wow.
Yeah. Suit up. And then I undress. I put my work clothes on and I go.
After you have your, what, Frankenberries?
Yeah, my Frankenberries.
Frankenberries. Yes. I love
Count Chocula. Which one?
Yes, all of them.
Yes. Nerd. All of the above.
Okay. So this is one of the other people whose homes we're considering. And do we anonymous this person, or is she cool?
She's cool.
Okay. I mean, not that the other one wasn't cool. let me finish the sentence.
Wow, Mike. Way to go, Mike.
Sentence.
Wow.
Or is she cool with us using her real name?
She's cool with us using her real name.
Okay. So then, hello, Martha.
Hi.
So, Martha, tell us about this weirdness going on at your residence.
It's always happened. We moved here in 92. So from then we started hearing a lot of stuff. We see black shadows all over the inside the house, outside the house. Our backyard is something that we don't go outside because you can feel the presence of somebody outside.
Really?
Is that, Alan, let me ask you, is that normal outside, like hauntings outside?
Well, I mean, usually like when it comes to ghosts, like they kind of gravitate towards like inside. Outside, I mean, there's like, what's it called? Like in Massachusetts, there's like portal, what's it called? There's a specific area where there's like this vortex of, you know, portal and all this stuff or whatever. And it's outside, like it's in the like forest or whatever.
But it's
not normal.
But I mean, like,
it could happen.
Because like a lot of places in the South, especially where the Civil War was fought,
there's
a lot of stuff that goes on out there in the fields.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it is possible.
Do you have any idea, Martha, if anything happened in your backyard?
We don't know. We're close to Phoenix Drive. So we found out in history that there used to be gold mining here all to Mexico, all the way down and up.
Huh.
And even our address is 1313.
Trip, man. That's like the Munsters TV show. Wow. And so you think what, that it could be some kind of gold miner that wants you away from his, you know,
from his land,
from the land that he's doing or something? Or what do
you
think?
We don't know because my kids have their room in the back yard. It's in the backyard. They hear knockings on the door, on the window. And they're already grown. They're 20, 19, 18.
Yeah.
And they still hear knockings on the doors in the back.
That's funny because isn't that what they called miners? Tommy knockers?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Did they really?
Knockers, yeah. Yes. Tommy knockers. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Tommy knockers knocking on my door. You never heard that?
Never.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell me because I don't want any.
I haven't heard it either, Trish. He's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's from a Stephen King novel.
Yeah. I know. That's what I thought. I thought he made it up.
No.
Oh, wow. So do your kids feel anything or do they just hear stuff?
They hear stuff and then door opens in our room. Their doors are locked and everything and they just open them. They see shadows. They see black shadows inside the house.
Oh, wow. And you guys have been there for 25 years. Why wouldn't you leave?
Well, it's close to the school. That's why my mom picked this house.
Oh.
We looked several different houses, but since it's so close to the school, one of the schools is just across the street.
Yeah.
The elementary. So that's why we decided to stay here.
So, like, the 20-year-olds are still going to school? Or?
Yeah, no.
No.
Yo, you just left your mom's basement. Don't be throwing shade.
That's right, Alan.
That's how I was.
Not cool,
they
dude.
Said there was. There
you just
grown.
Barely got a job.
Right?
Stop it, okay? Stop it.
Barely.
I play guitar. Stop it. What about these flies? Was that a one-time thing, or does it happen a lot?
No, it happens frequently.
Like, tell me about the fly situation.
Oh, we started like about a week or two ago with big flies, and they were inside the house. We don't know where they came from, but there were huge flies, not the particular small ones.
Yeah,
the
big horse flies, as they call them.
The horse flies.
And is it like a specific location that they gravitate towards? Are they always at a certain window, or
if they're in the restroom and in the back? In the back hallway.
And that's also close to the backyard where...
Yes, to the backyard, yes.
Kids hear stuff. The Tommy knockers.
The Tommy knockers.
And you say you're like around like Scenic Drive, you said, right?
Around Scenic Drive.
Around Scenic Drive?
Yeah, we're the bottom of Scenic Drive.
Okay.
And tell me about this bad luck you wrote about. What do you mean you've had bad luck?
We're outside of the house and we're okay. When we're inside... Everything hurts us, our legs, our knees. My mom and me have knee and leg problems. But it's something constant that, I don't know, it drains us here at the house. We stay here, we just fall asleep all day.
Well, that's interesting. Do you, like, they can do that, Alan?
They
can drain you of your energy?
Yeah, drain of the energy. It is possible as well, you know, given... like I guess it's one of the like a powerful one and one that draws energy to be able to manifest.
Yeah,
it could also be like you know, like that's why we have the EMF detectors to like maybe there's like some sort of like electrical interference or electrical emission that's like very strong and it does cause that as well.
Right.
I mean, it could be like all sorts of, like, of reasonable explanations, and it doesn't necessarily have to be paranormal.
Which is one of the things, and I think this is something that we need to point out, is that, you know, investigators, when they do this, they're looking for, they are looking to, I guess, debunk stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Right. I mean, that's really what you're trying to do, is debunk it to make sure that it's not just something, a reasonable explanation of some sort.
Yeah. So sometimes, I mean, you know, we watch movies or, like, you know, whatever the case may be, and, like, our imagination kind of runs wild, and, like, you know, we kind of have heightened senses and stuff. And then, like, when it's something very, you know, kind of explainable, sometimes we kind of jump to conclusions like, oh, that was, you know, this was what it was.
Yeah.
Or this is what it, you know, whatever. You know, we kind of automatically jump for it to be paranormal, but sometimes it could be something that's just like, oh, it was this.
Yeah.
But we don't think that. We're just like, oh, no, it's this.
And right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, Martha, when's the last time something weird happened? Like, when's the last time you saw shadows? When's the last time stuff like that happened to you all?
Last week, our bedroom is our garage, my husband's and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and the kids live in the back. City alley.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get up at night, you feel presence that somebody's after you in the back or somebody's seeing you. We wake up like at 1-2 in the morning, so we have to go back to the bathroom, and you can feel a presence there or something following you. So you go in right away and you come out right away.
Yeah. That's right. There is no reading going on in that bathroom.
That's right. Don't even take your phone in. You won't need it.
That's right. Yeah. You just get to it, man, and get out of there.
Is there go ahead.
When we bought the house in 92, we had real big trees, like those real oak trees, big ones.
Uh-huh.
We had to tear them down because you could feel a presence there. We don't have any more trees in the house because of that, because once you saw something else, you would go outside, you would feel a real big presence that somebody was staring at you at the tree.
By the trees.
When they broke down the tree, we saw a real big, ugly face with, like, a demon face. And even the kids took pictures of it, but I don't know if we still have them.
Wow.
But we had to take down all the trees.
Man, that backyard sounds like bad news, right? For real.
Was it an ancient Indian burial ground or something?
Well,
I'm telling you, it's the Tommyknockers,
man.
Right?
It's probably the miners.
Yeah, you know, they're staking their claim, and they want you out of there. Because you remember back in the day, if it has anything to do with the gold mining, as Martha thinks, you know, back in the day, I mean, people would kill over that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because
you know,
it was
they wanted
money.
Your claim.
Sure.
Yes. True. Okay. All right, Martha, is there anything else you can think of that you need to tell us before our decision is made?
No, Jeffrey. We really need somebody to come and clean our house. Yeah.
At the very least, you need a very, very, very good cleansing, she wrote.
Very cleansing,
three varies, man.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe a limpia or two, man.
Yeah. Yes, maybe a limpia for everybody here.
Right? Okay. All right, Martha, thanks for talking to us. We'll get back to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
What do you think?
Dun,
dun, dun. What do you think, Alan?
Weird
stuff going on
weird,
in that backyard,
a lot of weird stuff,
man.
A little weird.
The demon face thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Hey, I know you've talked about, you know, wanting to get back into this investigating stuff a little more than you have lately. Boy, we got a lot of leads for you.
I know,
man.
Right? It's like, you know? Oh, man, what did I say?
I mean, we can only pick one for Halloween, but after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got lots and lots.
There's
lots
of people here that could use some, you know, answers.
And I was talking to Dolores about it, and there's like, I kind of showed her, you know, kind of like the, I guess, the nominees, like the short list.
Yeah, the
or
people
whatever.
That had sent us the stuff.
And she was just like, oh, this one needs help, and this one needs help. And I was just like, let's do all this.
Does she have enough Palo Santo for
I know,
all
right?
that, though?
That's true. Yeah, man. But I mean, we'll do the whole, you know, Halloween thing or whatever, but at the same time, like, you're
other stuff.
There's good leads.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Kiss FM.
You know, I've never actually been in line at, like, a fast food place or Starbucks or whatever where somebody pays it forward. But it happened this morning. I was totally shocked. You know how you always hear somebody say, oh, you know, pay for the person behind me or whatever.
Yeah.
How cool is that? And that happened this morning.
Well, it's cool if you're the person behind.
Well, okay, that's true. That's true. Okay, but
not
I was
so cool if you're the one paying.
Well, I mean, apparently it was cool for them because, I mean, that, you know, why would you? I think that's just so neat. I mean, just like out of the blue, tell somebody, you know, tell the person, you know, oh, I'm just going to pay for the person behind me. I think that's super cool and super sweet.
And why just one person? Did they pay for everybody?
Oh, no, I was the only person behind this person in line.
Oh, so they paid for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I asked the girl, I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, the person in the truck in front of you said, you know, how much is the person's bill behind me? And she said it was like, you know, $6. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes, well, here's 10. And he goes, just, you know, tell that person have a nice day and, you know, just thought I would pay it forward.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did they give you the other $4?
No, of course not.
Man. Well, then what are they going to do with those $4?
I assume they're going to use it as a tip. I don't know.
Oh, well, you see, he didn't specify that.
Well, he didn't specify that.
When you
that.
Pay it forward like that, you need to specify every dollar.
Well,
how much is it? $6.
You
well,
are
here's
so
10.
Jaded.
Pay for that. The other's a tip.
You are so jaded.
Or here's 10. Give me back 4.
Man, you're. I swear. Dude. You just
what?
Have a black soul.
What?
You really do. It's just nothing but a giant sucking wound right there. Good Lord.
Well.
Dude.
That's very presumptuous of the cashier.
I am more than happy to not have that change back. I didn't pay for anything. It's not my money.
How cooler would it have been if you left $4 richer?
Wow.
Huh?
I left a latte
I
richer.
Ask, how cooler, though?
Jeez.
Keyword is cooler. Had you left with a free latte and $4 more in your pocket.
Dude, you need medication
Suck.
And therapy. You really, really do. I mean, wow.
Tell you what, you people, you shoot too low. You need to expect more from humanity.
Yeah, heaven forbid I should expect more than a free latte. Good heavens.
You should. You should.
Michael.
Ain't you never heard about the universe, man? You got to want it. You got to, like, tell the universe, hey, this is what I want.
I wanted a latte.
I don't just want a free latte.
That's all I wanted.
I want to get out of here with money in my pocket.
Oh, jeez. Leave it to you, Michael.
But,
leave it to you.
And you didn't keep the chain going?
There was nobody behind me.
You are a horrible person.
There was nobody behind me.
Let me tell you how it would work. Here's $10. Let me pay for the person who comes next.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that tomorrow morning.
And don't put it in your tip jar. Make sure that you tell them that, too. I'm going to come back later and see what happened.
Jeez. Wow.
After you take a look at whoever's taking your money, because sometimes you can tell the ones that are just going to put it in their pocket. I know, they say, hey, never judge a book by its cover. But sometimes the cover tells you exactly what's in that book.
Sometimes you can see they use a lot of product in their
sometimes
hair.
You
know,
tell.
The clothes.
Sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, no.
They're going to pocket that money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to go towards hair gel, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're sucking me in, man. You're sucking me into this vortex of darkness. I'm going to resist.
Take my hand.
No. No.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, wait. That's a different
movie. That's a different movie. Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.